Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, good. So I sent you something. Like I've been explaining, it's been a mess this year because I realized we've been working out of three different accounts, my personal as well.
Oh, wow.
My personal checking, but there's not very much in there, so it's not even worth. But then, there's two or three things I wanted to note.
Okay.
You'll see in the P&L that there's two line items for expansion. One's for expansion labor and one's for expansion materials. So, you know, those aren't our typical, like, monthly expenses.
Okay, I'm seeing that right. Okay, yeah.
Obviously that's not, like, typical.
Right, you're not dropping $25,000 a month just on.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll make a note of that for underwriting as well.
And, actually, this is July through current.
Okay.
By the way, as well. Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to note, what was the other thing? Oh, I forgot. There's one more thing I wanted to note.
Is it regarding the expansion or?
I can't remember. Dang.
Or is it another line item that you wanted to point out?
Yeah, I think it was another line item I wanted to point out. I forgot what it was.
Materials or cost of goods or any of that stuff or?
No, yeah, all of that's normal.
Okay.
The other thing was there's another line item for tenants.
Okay.
So that income, I don't think a lot of that income showed up on our bank statements that I sent because, for like the last 5 months, they were paying with cash.
Okay.
So that would just, it's one of those things that hasn't gotten logged yet, but now,
I see tenant rent.
Yeah.
If they ask, like, why is that so low? I'll just say because, you know, tenants were paying with cash, what have you, and it changed hands pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you just turn
moving
that into,
forward.
Everything's going to be, you're going to just put that into your business checking account, right?
Yeah, so moving forward, we're making them pay with either a check, cashier's check, or, like, I don't know if we're going to run credit cards because it just seems unnecessary to pay the fee.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a pain in the butt that you don't really
need. Yeah, exactly. And we don't have credit card reports either because we are forcing everyone to pay us with cash or check. So we don't
perfect.
Take these. So,
that's a smart thing to do, honestly. That's like the best way to go, probably.
For sure. Yeah.
Hopefully that
helps.
Absolutely. And if underwriting has any questions, I will know exactly what to tell them.
Okay, perfect.
I appreciate it, Tyler. And we'll just continue to move forward. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, bye.